We are here with Firefly's very own Bill Raker. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing well today, Mike. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. Likewise. I always have you in the studio lounge. Always fun talking to you because I think you guys are such a forward-thinking, progressive credit union here in Minnesota, and I always enjoy having you in here, just kind of getting your take on the industry and all sorts of really cool things. So you're always there on the forefront, so we appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And the big news would just kind of came out a couple of days ago, I guess, that you're retiring.
Just Monday of this week. Yeah, we made it public. We made it official after nearly 22 years as CEO of our credit union. Mm-hmm. I'm retiring December 31st of this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, big news. That's big news for you guys.
Well, it's certainly exciting news for me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. We were talking before the recording. It's like, all right, you've made the commitment, you know.
Right.
But that's probably the best commitment you can make, you know.
I've committed to retiring.
I love it. So, I mean, what does your legacy say? Because we were talking, Jeff was just talking about how you guys, when you first got there, you were, what, $250 million? Now you're over a billion or something like that?
That's we were, when I came in 1997, mm-hmm. we were somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 million, maybe a little bit less than that. And today we're $1.2 billion, you know, and on our road to $1.5 and $2
billion. Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a jump. What do you what's your keys to success, do you think?
Well, there are probably several factors that contribute to that over the years. And the first one that I would point out is that I had a very supportive and forward-thinking board that was easy to work with. I had a terrific management team and staff who were engaged and committed to our mission and what we're here to do. And we just saw so many opportunities that we could serve members and serve the communities. You know, we rebranded ourselves recently from U.S. Federal to Firefly.
Very cool name.
Yeah, it's worked very well for us. We've established a pretty significant physical footprint in the community that we have. And I think one of the other things, the strategies that helped us, was we converted in early 2000 from a SEG-based, Select Employee Group credit union, to a community credit union. And we have, the community is the seven counties around the Twin Cities. About 3.5 million people, something like that. At the time, we understood that it was the largest community credit union, largest community charter or field of membership that NCOA had granted. And based upon what I heard board member Metzger say this morning, I don't think a credit union could get a field of membership that large anymore. We were very fortunate that way, and we focused our attention on that community, and we've just grown and grown and grown.
That's awesome. And you talked about having a great board on board with whatever you guys are doing. We talked to Sarah when we were in Hawaii, and to see the relationship that you two have, I can totally see how you guys have been so successful, because that's a big key right there.
It is. Alignment with the board and management and the staff is absolutely key to having an organization positioned to develop strategies and to implement them effectively and efficiently, and I think we've done a really great job at that.
What advice do you have? We have a lot of, obviously there's still a lot of people retiring, great, but we have some new blood coming in, new leadership coming in. What's your advice to them in this day and age of fast-moving technology and cybersecurity and fraud and just this fast-paced business marketplace we're in now? What's your advice to new leaders coming in?
Well, the first thing I would say is keep your eyes and ears focused and tuned to every one of those topics you mentioned.
Okay.
The other thing that I would suggest, and I was talking with another one of our employees earlier this week about this, I believe that genuineness and sincerity is absolutely important. You know, it's obvious that credit union people are committed to the values and the philosophy of people helping people, and make those things genuine, make them real, and people will come along.
They love that.
They will, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was talking to one of the folks here who works for the league and or the network, and we were talking about the production of this morning's opening session and stuff, and like sometimes people like it when you mess up a little bit because it makes it more real. It makes it more authentic that you're not kind of this Hollywood production, you know.
Right.
So it's the same kind of thing. I mean, you guys are real, and that's what makes credit unions so great, especially yours.
I agree with that, Mike. I absolutely do. I think that that's really important. The future of credit unions is determined by the people that are going to be running those credit unions. You know, to me, one of the most important things about credit unions is that we're people. We're all about people. We're not about process. We're not about profit. We're not about all of those things. It's about people, whether it's the employees or whether it's the members or the communities that we're serving. We're there for the people.
I'm a firm believer that when you are there for the people, when you have that kind of a mission, everything else follows. Everything kind of all falls into place.
Yeah, you don't have to struggle to figure out what do we do next.
They'll tell you.
That's right. Right.
Hey, last thing here. What kind of takeaways? What do you want to take away from this conference? What do you want to take back to Creighton and kind of spread out to your staff? Hey, this is what we learned there. This is what we're looking for. This is kind of the improvements that we're going to make and all that type of stuff.
You know, the network team has done a great job in putting together the conference this year. Really appreciate the work, the planning that went into that. This morning when Maurice Smith, who's the new chair of CUNA, was making his comments, he's a great storyteller, and I think he really had his audience engaged and was inspiring. And his message about advocacy just rang all kinds of bells with me. And so that's one of the important things that I'm taking away.
Okay. That's a 24/7 job right there, advocacy for us all.
It absolutely is. You know, let's get engaged and let's do it.
All right. I think that's a great message to end on.
All right.
Bill, thank you so much.
Mike, a pleasure.
Well
thank
done.
You.
One of my favorite people in this industry. So thank you very much.